Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are discussing tonight
Parshas
Shmini, and I would like to share a very interesting, inspiring
Das Zekenin Vayatasas.
Very important. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Dalud, after Nadav Vavil, the two sons of Aaron died, says Vayikra Moshe El Mishael Ve'El El Tzafon B'nei Uziel Dod Aaron. Moshe called for Mishael and El Tzafon, who were the sons of Uziel, who was the uncle of Aaron. If they were the sons of the uncle of Aaron, so they were cousins of Nadav Vavil, right? Vayomer Aleihem, and Aaron said to El Tzafon and Mishael and El Tzafon, Kirvu, come close. Su'u esachecha mi'eis pnei hakodesh el michutz lamachane. Take the dead bodies of Nadav Avihu out. That's the pasuk. The Das Zekenin brings a medrash. The medrash is a pella atzum. When I read the medrash, if you're bothered by the medrash, that's a good thing. If you're not bothered, we will present the questions that will then bother you. The medrash is as follows. Itmar b'Toras Kohanim. Says it Das Zekenin. It says in Toras Kohanim, Mikan, from here we learn, She'ein ha-Kohanim mitamin l'meisim. From here we learn that Kohanim cannot be mitamin l'meisim. How do you learn that? Sharei Elozer v'Isamar lo nitmu lahem. Aaron had four sons. Nadav v'Avihu Elozer v'Isamar. Nadav and Avihu died. Elozer v'Isamar were still alive. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu call Elazar v'Isamar and say, take your brother's bodies out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Mishkan? Why did he call the cousins and not the brothers? So from here we see that Kohanim cannot be Mitame L'Mesim. They were Kohanim. The sons of Aaron were Kohanim. They could be Mitame L'Mesim. Therefore, they had to go to cousins. And they didn't ask the sons of Aaron. That is what the Medrash Shetaras Kohanim says. And if you're bothered, that's a good sign. If you're not bothered, it's not a bad sign. We'll make you bothered right now. Threat the Das Zekenin a bomb kasha. V'teima. Shaharei b'mokum acher matzino b'feirish. We see somewhere else where it's told to us explicitly. Shoha kohanim muzharim al tumas meis. There's a mefirish, a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that kohen came from tamil meis. That pasuk goes as follows. L'nefesh lo yitama b'amav. B'amav. A Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh for a mace. So why is this Medrash telling me that this is the source for a Kohen not being Metameh for a mace? There's a Mefurash Apostolic in the Torah that tells me a Kohen can't be Metameh for a mace. That's Bam Kasha number one. If that's not strong enough, he says, V'oid, this is the real Bam Kasha, Elozer v'Isamar Kohanim Hedyotim Hayu. Elozer and Isamar were regular Kohanim. V'lamo lo nitmu l'acheihem. The halacha is, and we're going to learn this at Parshas Emor in Mitzvah Shem in a few weeks, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame for any relatives, for any mason. A Kohen Hedyot cannot be metame for a random mace, but he can be metame for his relatives. So how could the Medrash say, it's not a mace mitzvah, the relative, or a mace mitzvah, correct, but here are the relatives. How could the Medrash say, why didn't he call Lazar v'Isamar to take out the bodies of Nadav Avihu? Mikan that a Kohen can be Metame L'Meis. First of all, this is not the source for a Kohen not being Metame L'Meis. We have another passage for a Kohen not being Metame L'Meis. And secondly, a Kohen can be Metame for his relatives. So these were brothers. They can be Metame for their brothers. They are allowed to die with their brothers. What in the world is the Medrash saying? Two bomb kashas. Two bombs that the Das Zekenin asks. And his answer is so crucial. It's so crucial. Especially for our chassan that's here tonight. But for all of us, if it's Hashem, we should all be chassanim in the coming months or years. Nogea to everyone. And it's nogea to all of us in many other ways besides being a chassan. I just wanted Levi to know that this is especially nogea to a chassan, and you'll see why. I'm not just making that up. V'yei Shlomar. That which the Medrash says that from here we learn that Kohanim can't be Metame L'Mesim. Hainu Kohanim Hedyotim B'yom Mashchasam. That's referring to regular Kohanim on the day that they are anointed to be Kohanim. She'ein mitamim l'krovim. On the day that Kohanim are anointed to be Kohanim, they cannot be mitamim for their relatives. She'yesh lahem din Kohanim gedolim. The day that they are anointed to be Kohanim, they have a din of a Kohen Gadol. That's what the Medrash is telling me. The Medrash knows the pasuk in Emor that says that a Kohen cannot be mitamei from Esim. That's not what we're learning from here, that a Kohen can't be mitamei from Esim. We're learning from here that a Kohen can't be mitamei for Krovim on the day that he's anointed. On this day, the Yom HaShmini, which is the day of the anointing of the Kohanim, they have a din of Kohanim Gedolim, and even though a Kohen normally can be mitamei for a brother, a Kohen Gadol can't be mitamei for a brother. And therefore, Elazar v'Isamar, the day they were anointed as Kohanim, they have a din of a Kohen Gadol, they can't be mitamei l'meisa. We learn from here that whenever someone is starting something new, you always want to start it on the highest darga possible. They're going to be Kohanim. Their whole lives they're going to be Kohanim. They're not Kohanim Gedolim. They are not Kohanim Gedolim. But they're starting out. When you start out with a bang. You start at the highest madriga. You're getting married, you're going to spend your first year of marriage learning in Kailo. You're going to spend your first year learning Torah and starting off your marriage on a certain darga. On a certain darga. It doesn't mean that you're going to be on that darga your whole life. During our Seres Yimei Tshuva, we're makbid that we don't need pas akum. We don't need pas palter. We take on extra chumras. It's the beginning of the year. You start the year with a bang. You start the marriage with a bang. We start things on the highest darga. When we daven Shemon Esrei, the halacha is that if you don't have kavana for the first bracha, you gotta go again. You could space out the rest of Shemon Esrei. You can't space out the first bracha. You don't have kavana for the first bracha in Kriya Shema, say it again. The beginning has to be on a higher darga. When Kohanim are anointed as Kohanim, they can't be metamei l'meisim. They have to be on a higher darga as a Kohen Gadol. Whenever we're starting something new, you start on the highest darga. A boy becomes bar mitzvah, we give him chizuk. You're becoming bar mitzvah now. So step it up. Step up your game. Step up your game. Maybe a person was never ma'apen achol Yisrael. Now he gets married. Now maybe he should be ma'apen achol Yisrael. Maybe he should take on some things. Not big things, but some small things that he wasn't doing before. You're starting your marriage. You're starting your marriage. You're starting your life. You're starting your life. This is going to be the future of Mitzvah children and grandchildren. It's all starting over here. It's all starting over here. You're a Kohen Gadol. You're a Kohen Gadol. Chasen Doma L'melech. When you're starting out, you want to start on the highest darga. That's what Das Kanim says. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're starting out as a Kohen Hedyot, but the first day you get a din of a Kohen Gadol. It's unbelievable. You start on the top. You start on the top. Even if you're not going to stay on the top. You start on the top, you always want to start on the highest possible point. We say by Chanukah, there's a famous kasha by Chanukah, that why do they need the nes of Chanukah to find the Torah oil? The halach is, Tumah HaDrivet Tzibur. If most people in Klal Yisrael by Pesach, the halach is that if you're Tameh and you can't bring the Pesach, Karan Pesach by the first Karan Pesach, you bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the backup for those who are Tameh. But the halach is, if Rove of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, then you bring it on Pesach Rishon, even though you're Tameh. Tumah HaDrivet Tzibur. If the Rove is Tameh, you just do it with Tumah. And the halach is by the oil, the same thing. If Rove of the oil is Tameh, you're allowed to use Tameh oil. So, the Mefarshim, why do we need an ace of the Pach Shemin? Why do we need the Pach Shemin? We didn't need a Tumah HaDrivet Tzibur. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, you're allowed to use a Tameh oil. You're allowed to use a tummy oil. Why did we need the nes of finding the Pach Shem? And the answer is that Chanukah was the Chanukah HaMizbeach. It was the beginning. It was a new start. A new start, you have to start on the highest madriga. The new start, of course you could use tummy oil. That's how you want to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. You're starting over. Start over, you start on the highest madriga. Zaktatas Zakenim, the Medrash says that Elazar and Isamar couldn't take out the bodies of another view because a Kohen can't be Mitami Lemesim. They're brothers. A Kohen's allowed to be Mitami for his brothers. That's Zaktatas Zakenim. The Medrash means it was the day they were anointed. A Kohen Hedyot, on the day he's anointed, he has the din of a Kohen Gadol. He can't be Mitami for his brothers. The day that you're anointed as a Kohen, you have a din of a Kohen Gadol. You're getting married. You start learning a Kailo. You start your marriage learning a Kailo. You start the highest darga. When we start a new thing, we start on the highest darga. We mechanech a little yingle to get tzitzit when he's 3 years old. We start on the highest darga. Anything that we're starting new, we start on the highest darga. And it's not going to last. Aseres Mei Tshuva, We're makbar on Pasakum. We're not going to eat Pasakum. We know the whole year we're going to have it. But we start off with a bang. We always want to stop any time that we're starting something new. You're starting a new Zman, so you make a new Kabbalah for a new Zman. You're going to a Bein HaZmanim, new Bein HaZmanim, so start the Bein HaZmanim with a bang. You want to sleep late, so you'll sleep late later in Bein HaZmanim. In the beginning of Bein HaZmanim, you're Kohen Gadol. The first day of Bein HaZmanim, you're Kohen Gadol. You're going to go to an earlier minyan. The first day of Bein HaZmanim, start with a bang.
Why not?
No?
Not to him.
Vali, Dasa Kanim, unbelievable.
He went in for the first year. And then you'll treat him good your whole life.
Oh, Shana Rishona. There you go. Shkoyach.
Rabbi Taylor had burned the plane and I'm like, where's this Dasa Kanim?
That's it, right here.
Oh, right here in the parasha this week.
It's unbelievable.
I thought that the Rabbi Taylor was getting confused.
With Hanukkah.
Like the president, and he thought it was Hanukkah. Right? But I realized that he shouldn't run for president. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
I would vote for Rabbi.
Look at this on the Taurus Kodam. Mikan she'ena kodam b'tamu l'meisim. Shere lozo v'yisamer l'mit mulem. V'teima. First of all, there's a pasuk explicitly that says in Emor, the nefesh l'itama v'amu. There's a pasuk that kodam can't b'tamu l'meisim. V'oda lozo v'yisamer kodam ediotim hoyu. V'lamu l'itama l'achayim.
Like you learned today in the Gemara. That's the difference.
Like you learned today in the Gemara. V'yei shlomar d'hadri k'omar mikan she'o kodam b'tamu l'meisim. Hanu kodam ediotim. V'yom mashchosam she'en b'tamu l'krovim. She'ei shlam din kohanim gedolim. The first day you have a din of a kohen gadol.
Wow.
The first day of the Kohen Gadol.
They're with the Shmoyne Begodim, but they're Lagabi that.
Yeah, Lagabi that. Yeah, you start off with the bank. You don't have to go on for everything, but you're on a higher darga. You start off on a higher darga. Is that unbelievable? It's unbelievable. You're not going to become Tommy the first day. It's Mutter. It's my brother. I'm allowed to be with Tommy. No. Not the first day. The first day is man. I have a vert. You don't go to a vert the first day of this man. You just don't go. You don't go to a vert the first day of this man.
No, you master.
You don't go to a vort the first day of this man. Maybe you wouldn't make a vort the first day of this man.
Oh.
You wouldn't make a vort the first day of this man.
Like winning on the last day.
Last day. See that? His wedding is the last day of this man. His wedding is ending this man. Ending this man.
Out of Ben.
No pun intended. This is fire.
Shkayach.
And we're learning now in the Gemara Megillah. We're learning now in the Gemara and Megillah.
Yeah.
Ain Bain Kain.
Who just said Ain
Bain? Ain Bain Kain Gazel.
One track mind.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.